Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Chris Connolly of the WYPR reporting staff. Chris, you've been doing some work on fracking, and by this time, probably almost everybody knows what that means. And you're doing it in the context of a coming report by a commission established by the governor to decide whether we can safely do this.
Yeah, so 3 years ago, O'Malley set up this commission to really study everything about fracking, its economic impact, environmental impact, you know, everything related to it, what it would look like if we started fracking in Western Maryland. And here the commission is coming to the point of having their final report due and really answering, trying to come up with an answer to this question of, can we frack safely?
And are we going to have an answer in time for the answer, their answer, to be part of this campaign for governor?
Well, they're saying they want the report by the end of the year. There's talk of having it for the meeting next month in October, so it could be on the table. No matter what, the next governor will be making a decision about whether or not to allow permitting for hydraulic fracturing.
The two candidates have been fairly general about this so far. Remind us again, what's their position? Is it clear at this point?
Right. So Larry Hogan has said basically he's for drilling and he wants to get that gas out of the ground, but he wants to do it safely. Anthony Brown says we're only going to do it if it's safe. So, I mean, it's degrees of the same thing. And to some degree, I think that they have to wait for the state commission to actually decide whether or not we can do it safely. But I think the feeling is that, you know, Hogan is much more pro-drilling than Brown is. But both of them, I think, would like to see that happen.
So the commission will come up with this report. Maybe we won't get a final one in this election season. We might. We just don't know at this point. What's the mood about all this out in Western Maryland, where you've been out there sort of taking the pulse?
Well, the mood is really split. You've got a lot of people who've really kind of dug in their heels over the last few years, both on the commission, but also outside of it. I mean, I talked to people who were very concerned. They were terrified that, you know, their groundwater would be polluted. They were terrified that their way of life in this sort of very rural Appalachian County would be impacted, you know, in a negative way. They're worried that it's going to impact the tourism out there, that people who come out to see Deep Creek Lake, to go whitewater rafting. On the other side, a lot of, you know, especially landowners, especially the farmers who have lots of acreage, who stand to benefit from this to a significant degree. I mean, some people in the millions of dollars is what they could expect to have from it.
In terms of making their property available, and then royalties as well?
The way that it works is you lease your mineral rights for a set amount per acre, and then you get royalties for everything they actually bring up out of the ground. So, you know, depending on how much gas is down there, and we're still not 100% sure exactly what's down there, you could be making good money. So there's people who really stand to profit from it. This is also about property rights. I mean, they see it as, you know, listen, I own the minerals under my ground, so why shouldn't I be able to sell it?
Chris, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure thing.
For Chris Connolly, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.